Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So we all fall in love, and inevitably, we've all fell out of love. And so one of the big questions that comes in life is to stay in or leave a relationship. So I know, I guess pretty much all of us has this sort of experience when you're in a relationship and you're not sure where it is going, and you just can't stop contemplating whether or not, you know, you should perhaps give up this relationship or you should, you know, try a little bit more and carry on. And this video, I think it's very meaningful. It tells us, you know, a few questions that we should ask ourselves when we encounter problems like this in our lives. So let's take a look at today's sentence. The only thing determining whether to stay or leave is how we feel, which can be a pretty hard matter indeed to work out for ourselves. Our feelings having a dispirited habit of shifting and evading any efforts of rational qualification. The only thing determining whether to stay or leave is how we feel, which can be a pretty hard matter indeed to work out for ourselves. Our feelings having a dispirited habit of shifting and evading any efforts of rational qualification. 我们首先来看的是determine这一个字 determine呢指的是决定 或者是决心的意思 它的第一呢是发底的音 重音在TER的地方 determine 像是说 he is determined that he is going to conquer Mount Jade this summer 他下定决心呢 这个暑假要征服玉山 那这个他的名词呢 则是determination determination 它的MI的I呢 是发短音耳的音 所以是determine Nation, 中文在NATION这个地方 那determination呢就是指决心的意思 像是 he has a strong determination in terms of the decision he made 他对于他做的决定呢 有非常强大的决心要来贯彻他们 这样来看whether Whether呢指的是是否的意思 像是我们说 Please let me know whether or not you're coming 就是说请再让我知道你有没有要前来参加 那我们通常会把whether or not连在一起 那其实跟whether的用法是差不多的 那要记得这个whether跟whether 两个字不要搞混 他们发音很像 那只有在最开头的地方有些微的差异 那其实几乎是听不出来 那只有我 硬要讲的话只有我跟我的差别 Whether跟whether 那weather呢就是指天气的意思 那记得不要把这个weather 天气跟climate 气候搞混 weather呢天气就是指一天当中的就是天气变化 像是温度啊湿度啊 有没有下雨这个等等 都指的是天气 那climate呢就是指气候 那气候是一个地点长时间累积的 天气变化比如说英国的气候普遍来说是潮湿的 很容易下雨的会这样讲 这样我们来看dispirit dispirit呢指的是使气馁的意思 dispirit因为你看spirit呢指的是精神 或者是心灵 我们有时候会形容一个小孩子说 She has a mature spirit 她的心灵非常成熟 她的精神层面呢其实是不是像小孩子 就会这样讲 那如果spirited当作形容词的 我们可以说是生气勃勃的 那相反的令人沮丧的呢 就可以说dispirited Dispirited 那我们可以说 He was dispirited by the loss of his team 他就是对于他的队伍输了感到沮丧 那还有另外一个字呢是 spiritual Spiritual呢 指的是心灵上的 像是有些男生可能会为了要把妹啊 我们就可以说 Oh, I think there's a spiritual connection between you and me 就是我觉得你我之间呢有一个这个心灵上的连结这样子 那spiritual当然也可以就是用在 像是我们说 It is said that dogs and horses are the most spiritual animals of all 就是指说狗跟马呢 其实是非常非常有灵性的 再我们来看evade evade的e呢是发e的音 evade指的是躲避或者是回避的意思 像是我们可以说 He is evading her because they just recently broke up and he has no idea how to face her 他最近在回避她呢是因为他们刚分手而且他不知道该怎么面对她 那相反的invade则是入侵 大家这两个字要记得讲清楚 然后也不要用错 因为它其实音也听起来很像 就是evade 跟 invade 就在前面有差别 像是说 The United States is planning to invade Russia 就是说这个美国呢想要入侵 俄国，那这个 this is not true, okay? Or else it's probably going to be another world war. But anyways, 这两个字绝对不能用错哦。再我们来看 effort。 Effort 呢指的是尽力的意思，那一呢是发微笑的嘴型，a effort。 那我们很常说，那我尽力而为，我们可能在英文呢可以说 I will devote every effort to it， 就是用 devote 这一个字。devote 呢就是有那种致力于啊，或者是奉献的意思。那 devote every effort 就是说尽力而为。那 effort 跟 afford 不要搞混，那他们的重音也不一样。 Effort 的重音呢是在最前面， afford 呢则是在 f 的地方，然后 a 是发短音，afford 呢指的是提供或者是给予的意思，像是说 Oh, I can't afford a car right now. 我现在呢买不起一辆车，或者是可能有人的分手理由就是说 I can't afford what she wanted. 我没办法提供他想要的，这有点像是，不知道大家有没有听过李圣杰的最近他的副歌，就是有唱到类似的歌词，那我就不唱给大家听，如果有兴趣的人呢，可以在下面唱给大家听，OK？那再来呢，我们来看rational这个字，rational呢指的就是理性的或者是明理的，像是说 When we break up, we should all talk it through rationally. 我们在分手的时候呢，都应该理性的谈过一遍，而不是用情绪性的字眼啊，来结束一段感情。 那如果要讲别人不明就里的呢，就是irrational， 像是说 It is said that we should never make a decision when we are mad or irrational， 就是我们在生气的时候，或者是情绪高昂的时候，因为比较不明就里，所以不应该要做重大的决定。最后我们来看 qualification。 Qualification 呢指的是认可的意思，它的重音在ca 的地方，那前面的 qua 是发qua， 很像鸭子叫的qua， 那qual li 呢是发短音er的音， fi 也是发短音er， qualification 指的是认可的意思，那它的动词呢则是qualify。 Qualify， 像是我们有时候如果在看 intern 的 resume 啊，我们就会问彼此说 Well, do you think she is qualified for this position? 你觉得她是不是认这个职位呢？那当然就是它的反义词呢，则是 disqualify， 指的是取消资格的意思。像是说 one of the athletes was found using drugs before the competition and was therefore disqualified from Olympics， 就是有一个运动员呢，因为发现在赛前用 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. The only thing determining whether to stay or leave is how we feel, which can be a pretty hard matter indeed to work out for ourselves. Our feelings having a dispirited habit of shifting and evading any efforts of rational qualification. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. For those of you who are happily in a relationship, then congratulations. You don't have to worry about what this video has mentioned. But for those of you who can strongly relate to this video, perhaps you can give some thoughts to it and, you know, just be rational when you're making decisions.